When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We were all waiting for you.
Yeah.
Jessica, you're our lead podcast. I'm awkwardly now unexpectedly being the lead.
Has he never done a countdown before where like people usually don't say one?
Yeah.
Three, you said three, two.
But then this one, it kind of takes a beat longer than I expect it to.
Right.
Anyway.
It gets awkward, Patrick. Patrick Lavery is here.
Hi.
From friend New Jersey, 101.5. Friend of the show. Actually, is Patrick our most repeated guest?
Yes. Could be.
And also, this is like your fourth appearance, I think.
Yeah. Haven't we given him an award for that before?
Yeah, you got an award.
I got a million
for that. Come on, Patrick. What the heck? The reason this started awkwardly is because Jessica started the last podcast and called it Speaking Millennial, even though that was like last year's podcast.
That's so last year, Speaking Millennial.
That was kind of under the radar how that happened. It was like when Chasing New Jersey became Chasing News and then just Chasing.
No, basically. Went from Chasing New Jersey to Chasing.
Right.
Like, then Chasing News. Now.
And now it's just Cha.
Cha.
Cha. It's like a pop-up restaurant in New York.
Wait, is Tommy Farrell going to work there?
Oh, Tommy Farrell got hired.
Exciting. Yes,
we hired him as a producer.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Tommy Farrell. We should have him on the podcast.
Yeah.
We could talk beards. So, we were talking about if we made out, our beards would lock. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was the beard Velcro day. Yeah, that was so awkward, Jay.
It's a legitimate concern in the gay community.
The gay community does not have concerns about beard Velcro.
That would be the first thing I
just don't think so.
If I got hit with gay lightning and turned gay, the first thing I would ask is I walk around the gay
community. Do you think that's how it happens?
That is how it happens.
Yeah. If you get hit by gay lightning, is that it?
Well, no. Listen, I know it's genetic, but in this world, it's like Shazam.
They do the song from Greece.
Right. Yeah. I think it would be from Xanadu. You get hit with lightning and Xanadu plays, and then you're gay. I'd walk into the...
What would you do? Okay, so let's not talk about origins and specifics. Just be there.
I'd walk into the gay community and go, hey, everybody, happy to be here. I know I'm a type. I'm a bear.
Yes.
And they'd go like, congratulations.
You are a bear.
Right. Yes. They'd all want to have sex with me, and that'd be awesome. But then I'd be like, hey, before we start doing all this gay sex, question, are we going to lock... Because of my beard. You have a beard, I have a beard.
Do you know what's sad about this whole conversation? Is Tommy Farrell just got a new job. We hired him as a producer at Chasing News.
Mm-hmm.
He is only going to remember by the beard Velcro.
Beard locking. No, but here, it wouldn't be a problem for you because there are, and I had a gay friend explain this to me, there are quadrants. You know, you're a bear, but you don't date within your quadrant.
I go twink.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Right.
All right. Little Filipino boys, here I come.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Of age.
Patrick.
Of age, Bill. Yeah, like 19-year-old Filipino boys. Hairless. That's what I would go with.
God, it got awkward
Patrick
fast. Jessica, what happened?
Sacrificed his vacation day to be here with us.
We are appreciative.
To talk and look, about
and,
Christmas.
And look what we've done.
I feel like this is a separate episode. I think we should then restart our Christmas episode.
No, I got an idea. This should be a separate podcast, Gay Beard Kissing.
And we can, it should not.
Every week we can bring gay people to talk about the problems with gay
beard
kissing.
The entire time now through the second episode, I have been totally preoccupied by this.
What?
What is that?
Yes, the little piece
of garbage. Does everyone see this? There's a little piece of... you touched it, Jay.
I saw Kristen toss it over her shoulder on the way out.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been totally preoccupied by that. Like, I want to spray Lysol.
It's probably been sitting there the whole time.
I think someone blew their nose, rolled it up, or wiped their mouth. I do. I care. What do you mean?
Isn't it Dan Tantillo's desk you're sitting at right now?
You're a little bit of a germaphobe, aren't you?
Oh, I'm a complete germaphobe. Are you kidding?
How many fungible surfaces you touch in a given day? You're worried about the one thing that you can see the germs on relative to all this other stuff. You think this thing is not... This is infected with every HPV.
Aren't you due to get sick?
Yes,
yes,
it's coming up. So when is this
dropping? I was worried about that.
When is this dropping? This is dropping on...
next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, before Christmas.
Yes.
Right?
19th.
So I get sick every year once, and it's 3 days of hell.
Yeah.
And it has happened the last 3 years. It started on the air. about, remember?
Yes.
That, it was last year. All of a sudden, I get clammy and pale, and I start sweating, and I'm like, oh, it's here.
Right.
It's here.
I get the what Kristen refers to as the man cold, which is, it comes on, and you get the symptoms, and you're a man, so you don't want to take medicine for it. You're just like, oh, I'll fight it out. But then you complain for like a week and a half about how sick you are.
Hey, you know what?
There
was a scientific journal that explored man flu, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Symptoms from a cold are not because you have a cold. Symptoms from a cold are your body trying to get you to not do stuff. Like, so it makes you feel awful, so you lay down so you get better.
Right.
Which is why, if you ever notice, during the day, your symptoms lessen, and at night, your symptoms increase. Mm-hmm. It's because you don't have a cold, and your body goes, oh, I have to make mucus now. The cold is making me. The body's saying, all right, I'm going to do all this stuff. It's going to make you sit down and not do stuff.
Right.
So men need a higher message than women to sit down. So it is 100% scientifically accurate that men have more and worse symptoms from a cold than a woman does. And women always, they always make that same face.
Let me explain this to you. Let me mansplain this.
No.
I feel like Jay is mansplaining to me. I think that's what's going on here.
At a certain point, mansplaining is just explaining. At a certain point, like when you're
blaming. Let me explain mansplaining to you.
When a brain surgeon is talking to a feminist about the tumor that's in her head,
he's not mansplaining.
Wait a second.
Jessica, I love that Jay dominating this conversation is basically proving your point.
This is real. I'm going to look it up and text it to you people.
There's no way that's real.
That's 100% real. It was in The Guardian.
I can't wait for this.
I love that we're all waiting.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Back to your point, Jessica. Yes, I get once a year, and I get, it's like 3 days.
Yeah.
And it happened here last year, but I still went to chasing. And I almost passed out in the meeting. I got through the show, and they're like, hey, are you all right? Because you don't look right.
Like, no.
I'm like, no, I'm definitely not okay. No. And then I lost my voice, and I had no voice for 3 solid days. And then like that's it. Then I'm done.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a flu shot this year.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, we talked about this.
You got your flu shot.
Like a month ago.
I was going to get it that day. Okay. But then we had a performance that night. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to have a reaction.
Yes, that's right.
And I didn't get it.
And I didn't feel
We
good.
Talked about this because you and I a couple of months ago had an anti-vaxxer conversation.
Oh, boo.
Yes.
Boo. Yeah. Anti-vaxxing. Murderers. So,
and I was wondering where you stood. And, you know, but I don't think I processed at that point how much of a germaphobe you are.
I am.
So you're all for vaccinations.
I'm all for vaccinations.
Yeah. Jenny McCarthy should be in jail.
Now stop.
She's a murderer. She's a legitimate murderer.
She's not a murderer.
How many kids have died because of Jenny McCarthy?
Right, stop.
She had big boobs. That's her only qualification.
I don't listen.
If Jenny McCarthy were giving you health advice, would you sit down and go, oh, Dr. McCarthy, please go on? No, you would say you're Jenny McCarthy. You are unsingled out. That's your only thing that you've ever done.
But I don't think that the Jenny McCarthy should ruin the entire conversation with people who are concerned about side effects.
Yeah, but
now, I'm pro vaccination.
Because it will murder you. If you don't take vaccination, you literally die.
Listen, I am a believer in herd immunity, and I think that more people should take it. I also sided with the state edict where they said you got to have a vaccination if you're going to be on a public campus. I get that.
Yeah.
All in favor of that. However, there is a legitimate other side to say there are side effects. It's not because vaccinations are without any adverse effects that the pharmaceutical companies needed to be protected from liability.
Yeah, well, it's like
that's a big deal.
Oh, and I think
and some people get very ill. There are real side effects.
There's certainly a conversation to be had about not only this, but I don't want to go too deep down this road, but with
I think we're already down there.
The prescription drug and opioid crisis. Yeah. You know, there is a conversation to be had about the pharmaceutical companies and the hospitals pushing these drugs and these vaccines for their own benefit.
Here's the only thing about vaccines, okay? If you're a pharmaceutical company, I mean, if we're talking about like what capitalism really is, you don't sell a cure, right? If you're saying big pharma is trying to get me with these vaccines, I'm telling you, you got to take one shot and you never get this again. I would invent smallpox pills that you have to take once a month for $900 a pill. That's a much smarter move than actually inventing a cure.
I don't think it's a scam or a scheme or anything else. I think we have legitimate innovation that has gotten us to the point where we can live longer and healthier However, it's like everything. There's never a discussion of both sides.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're not going to end up on saying, hey, mandatory vaccinations for kids that are going to public school, et cetera. I have no issue with that. You got to get shots before you get married, before you get your marriage license. There are all kinds of stuff.
You blood don't have test. To do that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, you really don't. Yeah. No.
I thought you did. Well, you should. What do you think?
Not in Obama's America, you don't.
I thought you did. You didn't have to do any.
We had a panic what'd you attack. Have to do? We were like, we have to do that. Like, we do not have time. Like,
that's fine. And there was nothing.
No, I mean, what do you go to the? Did you do it before you go to the municipality?
It was before computers, so you know.
Do you know who was?
Did you hear what happened?
Municipal.
No.
So we're on the air.
Municipal comic.
Yeah, the municipality. Oh, the municipal comic.
Jay
is here.
Black here to talk about funny stuff and
Patrick,
vaccinations.
So, during in the planning of Jessica's wedding,
right?
She had all the invitations go to Chase.
Oh, I think I heard the segment.
Yeah.
It
happened.
Right.
So I said I did not do anything like that. And she's like, well, that's because they didn't have computers in your time.
Yeah, yes. I'm looking at them. I'm like, there's no way you carried around a spreadsheet on Excel.
We're right out there.
Oh, by the way, this just in over the wire. Pamela Anderson doesn't believe in seatbelts because they can wrinkle your clothes. So you know what? It is a valid point.
They can wrinkle.
Talk about both sides of the seatbelt issue. Because sometimes...
You know, I wanted to go back to something that Jay said, and that was he mentioned capitalism. And
he loves capitalism.
Makes me think about Christmas. And are we going to get back to Christmas, or are we just...
Wow, that was pretty good.
We barely came here to talk about Christmas.
Patrick, one thing. You know what I'm getting my kids for Christmas this year? Vaccinations to keep them alive. I'm giving them the gift of life. Guess what? You don't have smallpox. You're welcome.
We didn't really have a plan on how we were going to address Christmas, did we?
Can I just say this before we do Christmas?
Oh, here we go.
I just want to read from U.S. News and World Report, December 12th, 2017. Well, man flu may be real, study shows. Ladies, when he's sick, believe him. The man flu may actually be real. Dr. Kyle Sue, a man but with a woman's last name, an assistant professor of family medicine at Memorial University of Newfoundland in Canada, come on guys, conducted research to see if men really feel worse than women when they are ill, and it looks like he might be right. Right there, U.S. World News, World Report. I feel terrible when I'm sick. Ha ha.
But to,
I win.
To your point about giving your kids life for Christmas,
yes.
This is what all those white British males were singing about in 1984 on the Christmas classic, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yes.
And they were talking about Africa and people starving there, and they said the greatest gift they'll get this year is life.
Right. Is there anything
I like that? That was almost dramatic.
Is there anything more douchely white privileged than going, do these savages know it's Christmas?
Well, and Bono gets the great line in the whole song where he basically screams at the top of his lungs, and tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
Yeah. No, that's actually the part that resonates the most with me. I was walking around going, thank God I don't live in a place where they have to sing charity songs about me.
What was our, we had a whole thought about Christmas. I don't know that we had a plan though.
Patrick took off a whole week of work so that he could decorate his house for Christmas. So I would love
to. Wait a minute. You did?
Well, here's the thing about that.
Yes.
Okay. So the week that I take off every year, it's the last week of vacation that I have. And everybody in the newsroom kind of rotates. We all take a week off in December. And so the week that I take off usually coincides either on the front or the back end with Kristen going away to coach a swim meet on Long Island for the whole weekend. So, unfortunately, this year it happened on the second week.
But you don't go
vacation.
With her.
No.
She's in the zone.
I've offered every year, and she's like, no, you would never see me. You would never get to hang out with me. I would be no fun when I would come back to the hotel room. I wouldn't want to go out anywhere. I would just be exhausted, and you would hate me.
That's what I tell my wife, and I don't want her to come either. You don't want to come to Vegas, honey. It's boring.
Right, you know, I'm too tired. I'm working.
Right. You know what? Yeah, I just let me be alone in the suite. Go on, sorry.
So I like to do the last couple of years is decorate the house during the weekend that she's away, so that when she comes back, everything's set up, literally, like
husband of the year. Are you right? This is kind of impressive.
I'm going to tell you why.
No.
Do you know what else you notice? He doesn't let us derail him.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. This is why I don't like Patrick. Patrick is genuinely a good person.
Yeah.
And when he talks, all I do is sit here and hate myself. Like, he's like, I want
right,
it to
like
be done
we
for
all,
my wife.
We all suck.
Why would I think of that?
But this puts the pressure on. Say I screwed up in some way.
We would let you have it.
How would I?
No, we would definitely. We would do a whole episode on that. That would be an entire podcast.
Like what? Like
remember when Patrick screwed up? You go out. It would be a series.
You go out to surprise your wife with like a dinner that you made, and you pick the wrong cheese. Right. Is that like the wrong wine pairing? He paired the wrong wine.
It's funny that you should mention that. I am such a cheese person, a cheese lover.
Cheesy, you might say.
Well, absolutely.
I love cheese. Oh, I love cheese.
We'll go out somewhere. We'll be at a party, and there'll be like some cheese that she hasn't tried before. And she has me try it for her to see if she would like it. Because I know what she likes. Now, I'll try
any. Do you think it's like you're like the poison tester?
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally the poison tester.
Like, if he drops over, then all right. Yes. Thank God.
You know
that's what I think.
You can only make that joke if there's not a legitimate chance someone's going to poison you. Because, like, having been on radio filling in for you and getting those death threats.
It's a valid point.
You know, like you and me, when I asked my wife to test this cheese, that's actually, I could kill her, for real. Yeah, but you guys, it's just fun. You know?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of cheese, Patrick? Lay it on us.
I like a good cheddar. I mean, it's
really. I didn't expect that.
Do you like goat cheese?
I do like goat cheese.
I throw up every time I have goat cheese. Every time. Stop it. I do.
Some of
Have you had it with like just a crustini, a little piece of bread?
That's what I'm thinking about.
Goat cheese and a little honey on top.
Let me think about that.
Oh wait, no. Go ahead.
Let me tell you about an appetizer.
Wait, Jay, this is the most polite podcast we've ever had.
Oh, yes.
Do you notice that?
I'll bring it back down.
Like Patrick and Jessica have elevated the level of this.
I'll start shouting about Jenny McCarthy anytime now. Don't worry.
I look forward to this every year. My best friend from high school and his wife host a New Year's Eve party every year. And we've gone, this will be the seventh year, consecutive year that we've gone. And my friend Jason, his wife Jen, and we've all become very good friends. Jen makes this appetizer. That is goat cheese crostini, topped with a little crisscross of strips of red and yellow bell pepper. I look forward to this every year.
That's delicious.
It's the simplest thing to put together, but it's so good. Yeah, the funkier cheeses, the goat cheese and stuff.
Have you had fig jam with it?
Yes. I brought fig jam to the New Year's Eve party
really?
One year.
All right, have you ever had that?
I think it's still in my refrigerator. I got to throw it out.
Well, I know it lasts for a while.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's
all kinds of preservatives.
Might be 2 years old. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I have Velveeta from when I grew up. Still good.
Yeah.
See, I love Velveeta.
Oh, Velveeta's great.
Oh, don't hate on Velveeta.
I love Velveeta.
Chase had never had it, so I of course made him Velveeta mac and cheese.
Of course.
Did he grow up in Bolivia?
Did he like it?
How did he not ever have Velveeta?
It's not as good as I remembered it being. Like, really? I like the other kind of mac and cheese better. It's saltier.
The Kraft?
Yes.
Because of the powder.
It's saltier.
The powder is way saltier.
Yes.
I agree.
Well, and I have a tradition.
Sorry.
And I'm in, it actually opens, it'll be over by the time we actually drop this, but I'm in a play this weekend that is a series of Christmas-themed one acts. And it's not a musical, it's a straight play. And but as a singer,
can enjoy regular plays. They don't need music. Patrick.
I wish there was a better terminology than a straight play.
I was just going to say,
you
guys are welcome.
It's such a
I didn't even understand that as a reference. I thought straight play.
Well,
like
I heard the conversation
forward.
You were having about break a leg.
Yes. What? So now I understand. It's the line, the tape, so that you could be seen by the audience. If you were not seen by the audience, you would not get paid.
Right. So,
right? That's where it comes from. I still don't understand the break the leg portion of it, though.
Well, there's
they hope you end up in the cast.
Have you ever seen a production of or the musical version, not the original version of the movie The Producers?
Yeah.
Mel Brooks.
Okay.
There's a song.
I think I saw that on Broadway.
There's a song in the musical called It's Bad Luck to Say Good Luck on Opening Night.
Yes.
But the narrative of the song is that they want the show
so
to
they
fail.
Say good luck.
So everybody says good luck.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what happened.
And then the lead actually breaks his leg. Yeah.
I told Jen Ursillo, her son is in a play.
Yes.
Which happened 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Two weeks ago.
Yep.
And I said, good luck. And it horrified everyone. I guess we're all theater majors.
Dan
here
Zarrow,
in New Jersey.
Especially.
I literally offended everyone. Yeah. Dan rolled his eyes. He's like, oh. And then he explained.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. The hubris of these show folk.
Show folk.
Do you think God gives a shit? whether or not you said, yeah, I mean, like, there's one of two choices. Either he doesn't because he's not concerned about what you say before a play, or he's a sociopath. He's a complete lunatic that does not care about children starving in Africa, right. So he has to leave it to Bono. And the rest of the time, he's like, I'm just waiting for someone to say good luck before a play. I'm going to make things bad if it does.
This is why I never understand people who pray about their sports teams.
Right.
Oh, God does not care.
No, God's a like big Tebow? Giants fan. Big Giants fan.
Like, you mean the sports players who pray?
No,
you
no.
mean people fans, that pray that they, fans.
Fans who pray that their sports yeah. team will, like, win the Super Bowl.
But I think it's more just I'm trying to show you how much I care. So much that I want to invoke divine intervention yeah. to help them win.
I think everybody projects themselves into God. And what they do is they treat God as if they were, like, superpowered. Like, if they were omnipotent, they would still care about the Giants a lot. So they're talking to God as
Have
if they're
talking
to Giants themselves.
Have you met Giants fans?
Yeah. Well, no, they're
up in, they would.
Yeah, yeah, they're up in heaven. God,
they just would.
Like, if they yeah. had power, they would be like, okay, Jets fans well, are finally. Worse. Like, they'd all be Bruce Almighty.
Eagles making, fans are worse than that.
Oh, Eagles fan are worse. They're not even people.
Now, see, I wasn't insulting. I actually was not insulting Eagles fans.
No, this is true.
What was I doing? Why would I even say that?
Jets fans pray to Satan, and their prayer to Satan is, spare me these next 3 hours.
Because you know what's going to happen, right?
Eagles fans, a lot of people don't know this, are Morlocks that live in the sores, and they come up once a week. Oh, that's the first time they're in the light all week. They watch the game and then they crawl back down under the. I'm an Eagles fan. I know.
Are you an Eagles fan?
Yeah, I'm an ambassador from the Morlocks. I'm here to tell you. And you know what?
You don't strike me as a football fan.
You know
Jay.
What the Morlocks do? I was on the NFL Network, Bill. How dare you? I am an analyst.
You
on the
are
NFL
actually
Network.
Yes.
Our wedding planned around the football schedule.
Wow.
Wow. How about that? I'm missing out on something.
Yeah,
right
I planned
now.
My wedding around Comic-Con, so I get it.
Well, yeah.
When did the Eagles? Well, no, it was August, right?
Yeah, so. He was like, no football games. That's fine.
Oh, the date. I didn't even, that didn't even hit me, of course.
Oh, you were like,
oh,
where's the
funny.
Green?
I'm like, wait, hold on. What? I'm like, wait, there's no football in August.
No. Well, there's preseason.
Well, I guess there are right. preseason yeah. games.
It doesn't count.
Which, if you get season tickets, they make you buy the two stupid right. preseason games.
I like to consider to those.
I had Eagles tickets for years. I still technically do.
How fancy.
Yeah, right? Is it fancy if it's the Eagles? I don't know.
Do you sit in the box or do you go down?
No,
with the
I sat. Paloi, listen. My Eagles tickets started in the 700 level with the Ruffians.
Right.
And I then, as a contrarian and a cheapskate, refused to pay the stadium license when they moved to the Link.
Right, uh-huh. right, right.
So I got thrown back into a lottery, and I got better seats.
Wow. Do you wear
How about
your,
that?
Do you wear one of your tuxedos to the game each week? That
I wore a tux nice. The other night.
Yo, I saw pictures.
Yeah. Wait, you have more than one tux?
No. Well, yes, technically I do. Yeah.
Hmm. You got your spare tux.
But,
you never know what
one is the tux I got married in, which does not exactly fit anymore.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah.
I had an interesting...
it fit 10 years after. I was very proud of that.
I had an interesting Facebook conversation this week with our colleague Bob O'Brien, talking about stadium tickets and seats. He was working in Tampa, and he got tickets through whatever station he was at the time for the first season of the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in 1998.
Wow.
And he said, this being a few years before 9/11, you know, once the novelty of a new team wore off and they figured out it was an expansion team and they sucked, you know, he got regular old bleacher tickets, but he said, there was an elevator by the entrance that I came in that was unmanned and took you to the suite level. And I just used to go hang out in a suite by myself.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a Seinfeld
there was no
plot.
Security.
That's like a George from Seinfeld plot.
Are they still a team?
They are a team. They dropped
Good question, though.
I have not heard of them.
They dropped the devil from their name. They are now the Tampa Bay Rays.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay.
And when that happened, which was about 10 years ago, they actually had someone in their office who was a media monitor and recorded all the episodes of SportsCenter and everything like that. And if an anchor or reporter made a mistake reference to the Devil Rays, this person would write a letter and say, please pay us a fine of make it payable to our charitable foundation for misstating our team name.
The only thing I can think of while you're telling me that is how that kid tries to spin his job into something far more important than it is when he's at Thanksgiving or on a date.
Right, what does he
what
say?
What do you do? Well, you know, I'm what you would call a media monitor, and what does that involve? Well, you know, it's sort of a multimedia, sort of, it spans a lot of different genres.
It takes stamina.
Wait, do you just tape every episode of SportsCenter and look for instances of devil rays? Perhaps I do, yes. Grandma, you did your research?
I think that's a great job.
Yeah.
What do you think that pays?
Well,
I bet it's not bad.
What did it pay 10 years ago before the economy crashed?
Right.
Bill, that's Tampa Bay devil ray money. Are you kidding?
That's true.
That's $8 an hour.
Any major league money is money.
Are they going to send us a letter now?
No, I think the statute of limitations has passed.
Okay. Yeah.
They've now been the Rays longer than they were the Devil Rays.
Why did they drop it? They should have been the Devil Rays. It's way better.
Yeah, well.
And it wasn't about the devil, was it? Like,
no, I don't.
It's about a fish.
Yeah, no, I think they wanted to better reflect the Florida sunshine, which is hard to do when you play in a dome that's like literally painted gray all the way around.
It's ugly. Have you seen it?
Yes.
It is such an eyesore. It looks like if they put a colony on the moon, it would look like that.
I've never been there.
It's so ugly.
Joe Vitruba takes a trip, I think, every year to see a Yankees-Rays series down there. And every time he posts pictures, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's nice that he's in Tampa. I'm not jealous that he's there.
No.
Yeah, I think, Bill, too, I think you'll agree with this as a sports guy. There's no good teams that have three syllables in their name. You want to be a sports team, you Jets, Giants, Eagles, they're all Red Wings, Flyers, right?
Red Sox.
Red Sox, Yankees. If they were the
So Devil Rays too long.
If they were the New York Damn Yankees, you'd be like, oh, these guys suck.
I can't think of another three-syllable name.
Yeah, so they had to go for Devil Rays. Three syllables. Who's got time?
We're just talking baseball here or all sports?
All sports.
Well, there is no team syllabically that is more annoying to say, Bill, than the New England Patriots.
The Pats. You just call them the Pats. They're the Pats.
But that's because everyone outside of the New England area hates them because they're the best team that has ever played any sport.
The most annoying team name was, and I think they've dropped the end of it now, but they were originally the Los Angeles Angels, the baseball team. Then they became the California Angels for a long time.
They were LA first?
Yes. And then they were the Anaheim Angels because they actually play in Anaheim.
Right.
Then about 15 years ago, they changed their name officially to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Right.
And I think they finally dropped the of Anaheim. So they're now, again, what they originally were.
I feel like we should just call them of Anaheim.
Of Anaheim.
Who are you playing today? Of Anaheim?
Yeah. That's very handmade.
I'm playing the Heimies. That doesn't work.
That's also my opportunity to tell you that the Los Angeles Angels, fully translated into English, is the Angels Angels.
Oh, right. Yeah. The Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. The Angel Angel. I love that.
Yeah. And if you're
Anaheim. I'm of Anaheim today.
They should get a Mexican guy named Angel to play on the team. And then he could be, I'm Angel of the Los Angeles Angels.
If we
Angels.
Did like a story arc, or what would you call, if we storyboarded this podcast.
Are you guys making storyboards?
That's what I was thinking. Like, where would it go? Where would this, did we start? We started with beards.
I feel we
ended up with Jose.
It would form a Christmas tree shape.
Oh, hang on. Wait, I can make it a Christmas tree show. Christmas show. Ready? What if I kiss Santa? What would happen? Lock beards with him? No, his beard.
Beard is just so magical. I think Santa's beard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First of all, we did get to Christmas because Patrick took a weekend and decorated his house.
That's a lot of effort.
His wife comes home and it's decorated.
Yeah.
And then do you also have a meal prepared?
No, because she usually just doesn't want to eat anything.
Right. Got it.
She's
got
just it. Like, all right, I'm home. I'm going to bed. Like
Patrick is a good cook. Patrick makes eggnog. That is, Patrick killed the eggnog competition.
I retired Nogfest.
Wow. Yes, basically. You did.
Oh, boy.
Are you bringing it in?
Yeah. I think the 19th.
So good.
The 19th, which is today. Today.
Right.
Hey, today. Yeah. Let me tell you something. The eggnog, outstanding.
Was it as good as you remember?
It was as good as I remembered. You guys are both welcome to come.
Nogness?
I can't drink nog.
We did.
Alcohol?
And then I think the...
Or is it just regular nog?
See, I skip past the whole thing that you don't drink. I don't...
Right.
So I
think you should, in moderation, it's fine.
And you know what? I'm going to bring you to the next meeting, Bill. You can talk to everybody.
Hey, yeah, Bill, somebody has some ideas about
moderation. Let me just say, moderation works. It's fine.
Bill, we need to talk to you about how you interact at group.
And then...
I'm happy you're here to support.
Then I think the 20th, as we get further into the holiday spirit, is the BS band.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is this the Bill Spadia band?
Yes, we have a band. And it's Bob Williams, Patrick Lavery, and Dan Zarrow.
Ooh, can I play
cymbals? They all play trumpet. Except for Patrick, who plays a keyboard.
Yeah, it's nice. The first two trumpet and piano band ever assembled.
But his keyboard has a left pedal that is broken.
Wait, if you get drums...
Is that your keyboard? Yes, it is your keyboard.
Yes.
If you have drums, you're Morpheus.
It's amazing the things I remember that come to me. Like, I can't remember how to get... You know,
did not remember the
remember
band.
We were we
no,
were
but I remember the left just, pedal
yes.
didn't work.
We were getting tips last year from people saying when you buy the pedal, you have to like turn it on with the pedal depressed and then it'll work the right way.
Right. Well, no, we had a homeless guy. Here's what happened.
Okay.
We had a homeless guy I know, it sounds bizarre. He was in Newark and for some reason I thought it would be a good idea to recruit him to play in the band.
Right. Okay. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
So remember this? Did he also play trumpet?
Here was the thing. He played keyboard, but he refused to play on the keyboard that had the broken left pedal.
That's right.
So I'm like, but I'm offering you an opportunity. It's, anyway, the whole thing unraveled. It didn't happen.
Do you remember the woman who used to play the synthesizer with her tongue in Atlantic City? Remember that lady?
I do not remember.
She was famous.
That.
She was always hanging out at one of the. She had no arms and legs, and she was on a gurney.
Oh my God! And, really?
Well, no, she was a nice lady.
Like as a homeless person or as an act?
A little bit of both.
No, I mean, like, was this some sad person living on the street that had...
No, I saw her
Or was it part of... You never know. We had a diving horse in Atlantic City. Who knows what
they worked together, actually. She, the horse pulled her gurney and then actually jumped in the water.
Wait, there was a diving horse?
Literally a diving horse.
It's a steel pier.
Yes, steel pier. The horse would jump off a platform into a pool.
Well, more pushed.
That
was before the days of regulation.
Did did producer Kristen ever tell you the story?
Google that. You'll love it. It's unbelievable. Well, maybe not. The animal rights people didn't really
Did producer
like that.
Kristen ever tell you the story about when she was doing one of the horror cons, I think, in Atlantic City, and all kinds of celebrities, B-list, C-list, D-list, whatever, show up to these events? And the one that she was doing, this is a couple of months ago, was Ron Jeremy was there.
Oh, yeah. Porn star Ron Jeremy.
She did.
And did she tell you that late at night at one of the after parties at one of the casinos, there was karaoke there, and Ron Jeremy got up to karaoke and pulled a harmonica out of his pocket. And the guy is a phenomenal blues harmonica player. Yeah.
I'm sure Jay knew that.
No, I didn't know that specifically, but it's just odd to me. Like the number of events that need to happen in a row for you to be at a karaoke bar in Atlantic City listening to Ron Jeremy play the harmonica live. It's it's sort of my equivalent of Bruce showing up at like the Stone Pony one day. Right? I'm just going to play a few covers. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. Who would have thought Ron Jeremy would be good at blowing?
Who is Ron Jeremy?
He's a fat porn star.
He is. Okay.
Yeah, he's the hedgehog. That's what they call
hedgehog,
him.
The hedgehog, yeah.
Yeah. That's his porn nickname, the hedgehog. And every once in a while, you'll see a porn float up with Ron Jeremy in it, and I just feel so bad for the girls.
Wait. Did you just say a porn? Because this was a whole Family Guy joke where Peter says to Lois, no, you don't say a porn. It's either porn or a porno.
No, I say a porn. Yeah, no.
It's interesting because that's the whole debate over prom or the prom.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So you go back years.
Going to prom.
That's what they say now. But when I went to it was the prom.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
Right.
Think how hard it is when they have prom-based pornography. No one knows what to call it.
No one knows what to say. It's all.
I'm going to prom with a porn. No, that's not right.
It's out there.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, Patrick.
I think we should end on that note. I hate to end on that note. I really hate to end on that note. But like, there's work to be done. We have a schedule coming up.
Yes.
So we've already performed. You did great. The bit worked at Catch a Rising Star.
That
bit totally worked, right? That worked. Yeah. And we are coming back on January, what did we say,
11th.
And then Patrick, you are available that day.
Yes, I am. I'll be here already. So
I'd like to discuss, maybe we'll discuss your Christmas decorations and how it worked.
Right. And how long it took to take down. No, I just want to say that.
Oh, to take them down.
I'm
are you leaving them up? Are they up on the 11th?
The 11th will probably be the day I start taking them down.
What's a little Christmas? My mother always took it down a little Christmas. Right?
Yeah, Epiphany, like January 6th.
Yeah, that's
right?
The day you take them
Which,
down.
Which, you know, 6th. that'll be the Sunday.
We leave our tree up until then.
That'll be the Sunday of that week. I don't have time to do that on a Sunday. Right. I've got to take the whole weekend to do it.
Was it?
I have not watered my tree since I put it up.
Yeah. Funny, yeah, I was about to compliment you on the tree because I saw the Instagram picture.
I mean,
your tree looks great.
Looks
don't
fine.
Smoke cigars it's around
a,
that
you
tree.
You got a lot of really good comments on that. It was very artistic the way you took that picture.
What?
Yes.
Did you? That was the one where everyone called me pregnant.
Because you had the...
I posted the Instagram.
Is that why?
With a G for Gibson.
I thought it was for... Right. I knew it was for Gibson.
Well...
Some people thought it was for Gigi.
I even asked other people, what do you think? And they're like,
it had a C and a J. And in the middle, a G.
If you're worried about this,
because they're the Gibson family now.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't take a picture near a nativity scene. It'll confuse people like crazy. Like, did you already have the baby and not tell me?
That's what they said when I put up the tree.
Really? Is that why all the comments were like exclamation points and everything else?
You're pregnant, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't.
Because there were three ornaments.
I felt like if I get it, everybody should get it. Because I'm definitely not the sharpest one. And I got it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, gee, yeah, Gibson. Got it.
What about you, Patrick? Are you expecting anytime soon?
No. We have been telling... We got engaged a little over 5 years ago, and we got married a little over 3 years ago. And we have been telling people since we got engaged 5 years ago that we were 3 years away from having kids. That is still the line that we're using. We're just perpetually 3 years away.
Because you just aren't ready or don't want them or you're not sure.
Kids are awful.
Kristen's phrase that she uses most frequently is, we'll have one and see how it goes.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the awkward conversations that people have. First of all, they thought you were pregnant.
And of course, Patrick does not get those questions.
No.
Guys don't get those questions.
No.
Do they? I think only women get those questions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're the ones that have the babies.
It's funny. I was at a rehearsal for my play last weekend, and someone who is in this company, who I hadn't seen in a while, but who I've done a show with before, she came up to me and she said, I haven't seen you in so long. You look really good. You look like you're glowing. And I joked to her. I said, oh, well, I'm pregnant. And she's like, no, really? And I said, No,
I'm just high.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
Glowing.
By the way, I know we got to wrap up because we all have to go. I just want to say that I've been, you know, joking about people who don't have qualifications to talk about things that they shouldn't.
Right.
But speaking of Ron Jeremy, he has a lot of things to say about whether, you know, leukemia treatments are good or bad. So if you need to get good advice on what leukemia treatment to get,
take it from harmonica player Ron Jeremy.
I mean,
guys, Ron Jeremy, the harmonica player.
His wiener is enormous. He must know about leukemia.
That's where you brought it back to. We had segued into something very nice. We did a whole callback to the last episode.
Yeah.
No. And I thought we could end it right there. Let's do for 1 minute. Let's just pause for our sponsors. And we're back.
I just
By the way, I think we're supposed to put the sponsors in the middle.
Okay. Well, we're kind of in the middle. We're approximately at the middle now.
This is approximately.
You could dub them over where Jay says shit.
No, because we're E for
wait,
everyone.
Wait, did we? No, I don't think we said shit until Patrick just said that.
No, I said shitbag. Didn't I say shitbag?
I thought that was in the last episode.
No, you said.
Was it?
You said something. Oh. I think it was during your Jenny McCarthy.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's
you got so worked up.
Can we get her on the podcast?
Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah. Let me call her a murderous shitbag to her face.
She's
call her.
She's available while she's doing.
Yeah.
You do. You're very persuasive.
She'll say yes, yeah.
She, of course. I think we should get her on and we'll have a whole conversation
about her boob issue.
Right. If I lean over to somebody and go like, hey, you know, I've heard a lot of bad things about airbags. You should probably take your airbag off. And then I run into a tree. Did I murder that person? Or was I just giving her the facts?
I'm not following. Like, so what I'm saying, you don't walk around with a personal airbag.
No. But like, you can turn your airbag off
in the car.
In the car,
can you?
Yeah, I think you can.
I don't think you can.
But you could turn your passenger airbag off.
Passenger airbag.
You can.
So in some cars,
I guess it'd be automatic though.
Right.
So if I need all those things to be automatic.
Right. But if I sit down, I'm driving, and I go, hey, you know, I've been reading online a lot of blogs about the dangers of airbags, and the person goes, really? Well, I've only heard from the National Safety Board that you should have them on. Oh, that's what they want you to think. Big Safety wants you to think that. Do you want all the facts or not? And then the person goes, well, I guess maybe I don't want it on. And then I turn it off.
I think we should have Jenny McCarthy on.
At 200 miles an hour. Bill, did I murder that person?
Wow, what car are you driving? You get up to 200 miles an hour. Where?
It's not an American car.
somehow, I don't think this is the same conversation as someone who sells another person a bunch of heroin and then that person dies.
I would say you can be charged for.
Now,
see, that's different.
Yeah.
What if I'm the person standing next to the guy going, heroin's awesome. You should totally try.
I don't know.
Do that.
I don't think that counts.
Maybe I'm not a murderer, but I'm a shitbag. Jenny McCarthy, if you're listening, you're a shitbag. Thank you.
Now, she's going to be less inclined to come on the show.
Well, she's not going to listen to it before she comes on, is she?
Well, that's a good point, too.
And you know what?
You don't want to ruin the conversation Jessica's going to have with her about coming on and
so
talking
just say
about
Bill
whatever.
Loves you and Jay knows of you.
Well, I don't.
Jay has heard of you.
Yeah.
You have.
Well, I mean, I liked Jenny McCarthy when she was getting naked for a living. And then when she shifted into, I'm going to tell you science that is incorrect at a loud volume.
Now she's definitely not coming
on. Then I was like,
Now it's over. No, see, that's it. Yeah. That's it.
You know how like, basketball players will sometimes talk about Trump and they say, Jay go back to dribbling?
Find Jay at Novax.com.
Jenny McCarthy, go back to being naked.
Please, Vax. Find Jay at Jenny McCarthy, go back to being naked.com.
That's right.
Follow Patrick Lavery on Twitter at P Lavery. Are you at P Lavery 1015?
That's correct.
How about that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
At P Lavery 1015, and look for him to join us again in January. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jessnut. Remember, follow her because she tweets out all of our upcoming comedy events, which, if I'm not mistaken, when this one comes out, we will be playing the Northeast Philly Comedy Cabaret
January 5th.
Saturday the 5th.
Yes.
Right? Outstanding.
Good.
All right. Thank you. We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most
about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills, and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.